With your afternoon market wrap, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network. Grain markets closed lower, livestock markets closed mixed, mostly lower. There were a few things impacting the grain markets at the close. The Money Farm market analyst Allison Thompson says most of those deal with China.
They're on their lunar holiday this week, and they actually extended the holiday through Monday, so we won't see them in the marketplace until then. So that kind of put a damper on demand as far as seeing any purchases here this week from China, especially since the Phase 1 agreement. Now at the holiday, it's going to be a little tougher. They're also dealing still with the coronavirus, and that's been spreading. So there's some concern there, too, as far as demand goes, for also the economy overall as well. So all markets have been kind of taking a hit from that. So without them being in the marketplace, it's actually a relatively quiet week. We haven't had a whole lot of exciting news happen this week.
Thompson reflects on the livestock markets.
Yesterday we had a good kind of turnaround day, and today we kind of went back down a little bit too. I think they're nervous as well as far as protein sources go and exports too. You're going to feel it across all markets. So equities were actually the same way today too, kind of a bounce around day. Energy still went down a little bit today after yesterday's turnaround, and outside markets are up actually a little bit here too.
It's March Minneapolis wheat down 6.5 at 535.75. March Chicago wheat down 7.5 at 562.25. March Kansas City wheat down 10. March corn down 2.25 at 384.25. July corn down 2.75 at 394.5. March beans down 2 at 893. July beans down 1.5 at 920.75. In livestock markets, February live cattle down 40 cents at 121.75. January feeder cattle up 5 cents at 142.10. March feeder cattle down 42 cents at 134.97. February lean hogs down $1.92 at 64.30. That's your afternoon market wrap. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.